What do you think of that?
It's a bummer.
It seems like a bummer. Yeah. In the beginning, it seems like a bummer.
It makes me feel like I asked the wrong question.
No, you asked the exactly right question and the exactly right question for you. Unfortunately, the answer is the very one you didn't want to get. But I'm giving it to you straight. I could have given you just as accurate an answer, just as sincere and true an answer, and given it to you very differently, given it to you more palatably, given it to you by better preparing you for it. But I saw who came up here, and you don't need hand-holding and coddling and being prepared. You can take the straight answer. You can take it bluntly. So why not give it to you in its naked form, in its bloodiest aspect? And you'll adapt yourself to it in whatever time it takes you to do that, be it short or long. But you will. And what you'll find once that's completely accomplished, and when it's all over and it's completely done, you'll be quite surprised at the best news of all. It'll seem like the best news of all. That how it turns out is actually better than what your desires want. But until you see that for yourself, until you experience it actually, it doesn't seem right, it doesn't seem possible, it doesn't seem like it could turn out that way. That's a whole other reality. You're at the stage, like most people, where one's own preferences seem to be meaningful, seem to define life. If I get what I want, if my desires are fulfilled, man, life could be great. So I give it to you bluntly because that isn't true. If you get everything you want, you will not be fulfilled. You have to get what fulfills to be fulfilled. And what fulfills isn't represented by any human being's basic desires, preferences, wants. We all want a whole bunch of stuff, material and immaterial, that doesn't deliver the kind of satisfaction that actually feels like fulfillment. And you, in particular, are not very far away from knowing this. But you're not there yet. So you are very much caught. That's why you have the heat that you have on it. You're very much caught in the power and the illusion of desires and wants. So start now to see all desires, all wants as